This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're talking olive oil with the owner of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, the olive oil hunter himself, T.J. Robinson. He goes hither and thither and yon to find the best olive oils for his club patrons. What you get is you get I guess you could call them an olive oil flight. You know, it's like you go to a bar.
Yeah, it's a curated collection. It's mm-hmm. a trio. Yeah, right. Curated collection of quarterly olive oils.
And usually it's kind of a nice mix because you have usually a mild, a medium, and a bold. And so
right.
for different purposes, you might use different olive oil. Give us a hint about that because some people just go, it's olive oil. You know, just pour olive oil and whatever. So when might you use one or the other? I mean, you're a culinary expert as a chef.
Sure, absolutely. I like to look at my olive oil as a sauce that Mother Nature has made for you. I really think of these oils as sauces. So because of my culinary background, love French food, French cooking, and of course, you know, the French, they love their sauces. So I think of olive oil as a sauce. And all these, there's
you're
so
a little like
many-
an olive oil sommelier.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I become my club members' personal olive oil sommelier, and I travel the globe and I find the three best that I can in the mild, medium, bold, and I send them directly to their door. And how they use them is very interesting. In fact, I'm attending Paleo FX right now.
Oh, that's why you're in Austin as we speak. And I was figuring you had something to do with that. That's a big, big event.
It is.
You must be a hit there because that's right up their alley. Like
I know.
Ketogenic diet. I mean, just guzzle olive oil.
Absolutely. In fact, there's something called KetoCon that I'll be attending at end of June, I think, which I'm excited too. But
so you couldn't attend that if you were like a pasta guy.
Yes, exactly. Well, there was a lady who walked up to my table this morning who said, my booth, because I'm sampling olive oil there and educating palates, and a lady walked up to my booth and said, I've been a member of yours for 2 to 3 years. I love you. I love your oil.
That's great to hear.
But what she talked about most was you, Dr. Hoffman.
Oh, my
she
goodness.
She was going on and on.
Oh,
she's
great.
Like, I heard about you. I listened to your podcast on Dr. Hoffman's show and how amazing you are, and that she has written in questions to you and that you've actually answered several of them on air.
Oh, awesome.
So she was like, I told her that I had a podcast interview with you.
So
later
that made her
today.
Day. That made
you,
her day.
Yeah, it totally made her day. And It was totally, totally great. And it's like, you know, we do all these things and try to educate people. And like when you actually see it, you know, and someone, you know, coming to you and saying, like, it's working, you know, it's working, you know, that gets you like really
it's viral.
Excited.
We're getting the word out.
It's viral. So yeah, the Paleo FX is going very well. And yeah, these are definitely heavy olive oil users, and it's great to like see people's faces light up, because I don't do a lot of in-person events. Mm-hmm. So when I like pour, I take out, you know, my olive oil. Everyone's like, well, what do you serve? Do you serve bread with it? Do you serve? I'm like, well, first of all, this is a paleo group, so no bread.
Right.
And secondly, I only give people a tasting cup, a small, okay. Well, it's not spa, it's right. about 3 ounces, a 3 ounce cup with a little bit of olive oil in the right. bottom. I don't want anything between you and my olive oil. Right. Like, you know, so it's really interesting to see people light up when they try the oil.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen. New True Niagen Pro contains a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, which is a vital resource used every day to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. NAD is critical for energy and cellular repair and supports muscle function. But as we age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. True Niagen Pro is clinically proven to safely increase NAD levels, caring for your cells to help you age better and live better. True Niagen Pro is only available through healthcare practitioners. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com to get yours. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. And now back to our guest, the olive oil hunter himself, TJ Robinson. Okay, so let's do a tasting, an on-air tasting. Sure. So what I got lined up in front of me, I have a bottle of your Piqual olive oil. Right. It's from Spain, and it's labeled bold. And I also have, and I dusted this off because I don't use it anymore.
Sure.
I barely drink, but I actually managed to locate a little inky-ninky shot glass. I had to clean it out because dust was accumulating in it. And I'm going to use it for our taste test. So okay. guide me through this.
First, before you add any olive oil into that that snifter, that shot glass, make sure that there's no cleaning product smell or dish soap.
No,
or anything
carefully wipe to clean. There's
thorough.
Exactly.
You're educated.
It's
You've done
pristine.
This before.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
right. So this is the bold selection of the trio that went to my club members in March from Spain. I always do a mild, a medium, and bold. And Piqual olive is one of the most prolific olives in the world. A lot of our olive oil is made in Andalusia in the south of Spain. Mm-hmm. A very, very large percentage of
That's
the world.
Granada olive country, right?
Exactly. North of, between Granada and Madrid, that whole area. And Piqual is the heavy lifter. Mm-hmm. It's the variety. But it's typically, because it's a very heavy producer, it can produce very high oil quantity. I would say more than it's known for the quantity of what it's able to produce. But there are a few rebels amongst the growers of Piqual, and one of them is my friend Paco at Castilla de Canena, who makes this oil. And
so they discipline themselves to hold back to retain the flavor and the polyphenol content and not go for the payoff of the oil yield.
Exactly. So what he does, he harvests the fruit super, super early. And when he does this, he gets an intense Piqual. And really, when this style of Piqual just hit, like, let's say the gourmet foodie and the chefs, when they really tasted this really early harvest Piqual, people were just blown away. I mean, and it kept Paco and a lot of people are trying to emulate what he and a few others in the south of Spain have been doing. But it is a growing this early harvest Piqual is definitely has a big fan base. So it's one of my favorite varieties. I also get this olive variety. It's planted in Chile. It's also planted in Australia. Immigrants from Europe, I took them the cuttings of the vines, the groves, the trees, the twigs, I guess you would say, and actually were sewing them in their ties and in the stitching of their clothing. So they would have those, a little taste of their home country when they moved to Chile and Argentina and Australia, because they needed them for their religious services as well. So Pequal is one of those varieties that's kind of made its way around the world. So you've tasted old world expressions of Pequal, the birthplace, which is where this is. And then we'll also, in about a month and a half, hopefully we'll have a nice Pequal from Chile. So my club members will taste the new world expression of Pequal and how it grows in that climate. So anyway, I know we should get into tasting this and how to evaluate it. But anyway, so being that this oil is quite bold, the first step, we have it in our cup. We have, it's about a 3 ounce cup, and I have
I'm opening the bottle right now.
Oh, good. Okay. So I have probably about a tablespoon of oil in the bottom of my 3 ounce cup, just for a quantity. You don't want too little, you don't want too much, because of how we're going to be warming the oil.
It's a really nice color, by the way. It's good.
And that color, because I really didn't get into that too much earlier, and you asked that question. Color is not always a key indicator of quality, but...
there are actually some olive oils that are deliberately... made cloudy as if to offer the signature that they're very rich and authentic. But I'm wondering if that's a little bit of a deception with some olive oils these days.
Yes. Cloudy olive oil is kind of mimicking that fresh, harvest fresh Novello style. But the issue is that cloudiness and the sediment at the bottom. So they're wild vegetable yeast in there and water, and that creates fermentation inside the bottle, and then that creates defects. Okay. So as a professional olive oil taster, unless I was at a grove in Italy or in California at a grove and I picked up a bottle that was just off the press, and I could use it in, say, the next 2-3 weeks, month at the most, I wouldn't, I would stay away from those cloudy olive oils. In general, I would stay away from them.
Okay, so I'm looking at it, and it's got this really nice, it's very clear.
Yes.
There's no sediment. Nice aroma.
Yeah, the first step of evaluation is aroma. So I put my hand, I place the cup in the palm of my hand. And the reason I'm doing that and kind of swirling the oil around a little bit is because I'm trying to warm the oil. And when I warm the oil, it releases all the aromas. And, you know, when you actually pour the oil, when you actually open a bottle of my oil, your room kind of starts to smell like you're sitting in an olive grove anyway, because the aroma of my oils are just like perfume. You know, people write in saying that they're going to start wearing them as perfume. So I'm like, oh, that's a good compliment. So, okay. So what we're doing, we're warming it up, and we're going to take a sniff of the oil here. We're going to smell, and we're going to close our eyes, and we're going to start to imagine wheatgrass comes directly to mind.
It does a bit of a cut grass, but also a little bit of a, I would call it a fruity smell.
Absolutely. Green banana, a sliced tart apple, like a green apple, a lime zest. I get a lot of those kind of arugula. I get some of those kind of a little more spicy vegetal kind of notes. So we're kind of, notice we're not saying it smells like crayon, it smells like wax, it smells like nothing, it smells like that. That's what, you know, if you had a low quality oil beside this one, that may be what you would smell, or some type of, you know, defect in the oil. So for something to be extra virgin, it needs to be defect free on the nose as well. So it needs to not only pass a chemistry test, but also needs to pass an organoleptic test by a panel that certifies it. So our oils we send to the top lab in Italy, and they independently certify our oils as being extra virgin. So after we've done the aroma test and identified some of the key indicators of quality that that grassiness, that the freshness. I mean, it smells fresh. It's like the difference between fresh squeezed OJ versus a can of OJ. So fresh herbs, actually fresh herbs, I think is a really good difference when you're trying to compare, say, standard olive oil versus a boutique artisanal oil like ours. I would say the standard store-bought olive oil you may compare to dried herbs, where a fresh pressed mm-hmm. olive oil from an artisanal farm rusts to your table, I would absolutely consider that fresh herbs. So if you when you made that transition in your cooking, depending on your heritage, I know I didn't cook with fresh herbs in my household when mm-hmm. I was a kid. And
you,
I remember,
you went from fatback to olive oil.
Pretty much. So, yeah, absolutely. So, what we're going to evaluate next is we're going to take about a half a teaspoon, and I'm going to let you do that, about a half a teaspoon of the oil. Take a sip. And you okay. want
to? Are you ready to carry on with this broadcast?
Yeah,
It's a little piquant, and I'm wondering
yes,
if.
Yes. Yes. So yeah.
That's one of the reasons I don't eat usually during a broadcast. I mean, I could, you know, right, I could when I broadcast my show, I could have a sandwich in front of me, but it messes up my vocal.
All
production.
Right. Well, take a small taste.
All right.
So you don't have to take a ton, but take a small taste because you know my oils very well. And what you're going to notice, since this is from very green olives, is bitterness.
Yeah.
Bitterness is a
and
next
it grows
we're
on you.
Looking
it's
for.
Like, yeah, there's a
yeah.
It's
and
piquant.
Then the
it's piquant.
Next, yes, the next thing you're looking for is spiciness.
Yes.
Now, Tuscans will call an oil a fresh, high-quality mm-hmm. oil, a one-cough oil, a two-cough oil, three-cough oil.
Right.
So really, you know, if you were to consume more of this, we may get to, you know, hear you cough. But mm-hmm. But no, please enjoy it off air. But what we're looking for when we taste it are all those green, fresh flavors, the things we identified on the nose and other things, and then also bitterness and then the spiciness. And the bitterness tells you that the fruit was very green when it was harvested,
right,
which is very important for health. And then the spiciness tells you its freshness, because that really goes down quickly when an oil is not fresh.
Right. But it's a transient thing. It's abating now. But, you know, it's interesting. The first, when it hits the front of your tongue, you get, a flavor burst. And then as it goes to the back of your throat, you feel a little bit you feel the burn. You feel
yeah,
the burn of
yeah,
the, of the
yeah,
piquant
exactly.
quality. And, I tell you that this is a revelation to me, because I would say until I tasted your olive oils, I barely discern this ever. With olive oil, that there was a wow. piquant quality to olive oil.
That's true, because most of the oils that have been available to us and still today, you know, they weren't available to us at this quality level or at this freshness level. So it is a whole new thing. You know, that's why I say Mother Nature sauce made for us, and like using fresh herbs. I mean, it just livens up any dish you put it on. My wife is an amazing cook, and we had people over for Easter, and we simply steamed some green beans. It was mm-hmm. just very simple. Steamed mm-hmm. some green beans. Mm-hmm. We placed them on a plate. We drizzled them with this piquant. We placed a little bit of good sea salt on them, and we placed them on the table. Mm-hmm. The whole kitchen immediately, the whole table, it was smelled like olive oil perfume.
You had like aromatherapy in the room.
Yeah, aromatherapy of like wheatgrass and basil mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And then one of the folks at the table was like, green beans, I'm not really a big green bean
yeah.
fan.
Don't
I think I was foundered on them as a child. And anyway, we served them to Brad, and Brad was like, oh my gosh, like I've never had green beans like this. He's like, I need your recipe.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no recipe. You only need green beans and fresh pressed olive oil. Mm-hmm. That's what you need. Like, so, that is the recipe.
So, question, TJ, is, I mean, this tastes so good and so rich. Is there a time where you'd want to eschew the bold flavor for another type of effect? So you have light oils usually in your selection. Where might you use those?
So a lighter oil, my mild section, mild, medium, and bold. The mild I typically use for things like fish and chicken and light lettuces, like butter lettuce, mm-hmm. or lighter greens, not like the more wintry, sturdy, hearty greens, which would pair really nice with the bakwal, because that kind of spiciness kind of cancels the spiciness in the bakwal. Mm-hmm. And if I'm making, let's say, steak or lamb or duck, the bakwal is really good with that. But really, honestly, it's kind of like when you're pairing wine with food. You like what you like, and I don't think you can make a mistake. I mean, I've never really placed an oil on something and said, whoa, that's worse than when I put the oil on it. You know, like I send out, you know, my tasting notes and my food pairing suggestions, but honestly, I doubt that I recommended green beans with the bakwal. But you know, I do it at home, and I may have even recommended one of our other oils with one of the other selections with green beans, but you know it's what we have.
And one of the things that you provide people along with the olive oil is this very detailed narrative that reminds me, and I said this before, it reminds me of nothing else than the J. Peterman catalog. Now, for some of these people, some of you out there, that's kind of a dated reference, but actually J. Peterman became a character on Seinfeld because of his very detailed stories about the provenance of whatever, a leather jacket that he found in a bazaar in Damascus or something like that. And that they managed to find 100 of them, and he put them on sale for his J. Peterman catalog. And that's what you do with olive oil. And you have these wonderful narratives, a lot of recipes that you provide to people as well.
Yeah, so the pressing report, it kind of starts with the lead article that is mostly focused on why I chose the country of origin that I did. Like right now, heading into the next few months, I'll have South Africa is an option for me. Argentina.
Well, you had sort of like a long range forecasting, right? It's a little bit. It's like stock futures. It's sort of like I'm looking at the weather reports. I'm talking to the farmers and the vintners.
You're exactly right. Yeah, so I've got boots on the ground trying to figure out, like, okay, they're having a drought issue over here. This is not going to work. Or in the spring, we had way too much rain and it killed the blossoms. And so, we don't have much fruit here. So, so I have a lot of options in the southern hemisphere, from Chile to Argentina to Peru, a little bit in Brazil, and also, New Zealand and Australia, which I'll be in like July-ish, August.
So the rationale for going to these places is not merely, the exoticism. It's actually because of the sequence of harvesting, it's better when you deliver fresh oil that comes from the south at certain times of the year and comes from the more conventional Mediterranean countries at other times of the year, correct?
That's right. That's absolutely.
Yeah, so it's not just a gimmick. It's like, oh, let's check this out. It's like, wow, the New Zealand olive oil, who'd have thunk?
Yeah, New Zealand makes some pretty spectacular olive oil, actually. And Tasmania is an interesting place that I've tasted a lot of great oil. Most of the producers produce very small amounts in their garage, so
it's the feces of the Tasmanian devil that fertilizes the makes it especially tasty.
Yes, that's the secret. But yes, otherwise you get outside of that 6-month window of what's considered fresh pressed olive oil and those health promoting benefits that we're talking about before. So, yes, it's not only for flavor. It's also for health. It's also, supporting agriculture people, artisans who are doing wonderful work and kind of the rebels, right.
That's
as
the other
I like
thing
to
is
call
the,
them.
I love the sustainability about it because, the olive oil business is a very environmentally friendly business. It preserves the landscape. The French sometimes say about their vineyards buvez la vue, which means drink the view. And, you know, by preserving land use for traditional purposes, you know, we avoid rampant, you know, slash and burn agriculture and overdevelopment, subdivisions, meadow mansions that otherwise would supplant these beautiful olive oil groves.
Yes, that's absolutely true. It's a this Pequal, I think, is one of my favorite oils, and I've used it a lot in my kitchen over the last few months. And you know, the problem, one of the major problems with olive oil is if you find one particular grove that you love, and each season the fruit can be very, very different. And if a producer isn't managing things really, really well, because there's only one harvest a year on each farm in each particular country of origin, there is definitely inconsistencies in olive oil. So even if you're brand loyal from a single estate, they have their own challenges, where one year they may have very small amounts of fruit on their trees and they have to get more yield. They have to let it hang longer because they have a mortgage and they have a mill they have to pay for and kids in college. So, you know, it's really the luck of, I guess, the magic of our club is we get to select the best of the best. And we support our growers in the bad years, and we visit and we taste and we talk and we, you know, get excited about the following season. But at the same time,
so there's loyalty, but not blind loyalty, because your loyalty is really to your customers and consumers, not the producer base.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I go down the road and I actually, you know, find the in another microclimate with maybe someone who has a different variety of olive that fares weather better in that particular weather that season, and I'll purchase from them. Because that's, you know, what my club members demand. They have very high standards, and I do as well. So for me, it's, you know, important to be consistent. But the way I do that is because I have kind of the pick of the litter. There's a guide that's published in Italy every year. It's called Flos Olay. And Flos Olay is a wonderful guide. It ranks about 500 of the top olive oil producers in the world. And they have this coveted group that's called the Flos Olay Top 20. And about half of the producers I work with and include in my olive oil trios each year happen to be from the top 20.
Wow.
So we're actually working with the true, true, amazing producers out there, and we're getting the best of the best from them because they know how particular how particular we are. And I was talking to somebody about it at Paleo FX today, and I was saying, as a culinarian, I like to invite someone to sit around my table who has a good appreciation for food, not just someone who's just there to, you know, shovel something down their mouth. And these producers are very keen because they know the level of appreciation that our club members have. So for them, they are like me as a chef, and they really want to help me get that to their people, to my people, who really respect and appreciate and love what they're doing. So it really heightens their passion and their work ethic when they're working for us. So I find a lot of joy in that. And I think you see that in the pressing report, as you referenced, with me covering, you know, my time with the family and what we ate and a recipe or two, you know.
There's a real soul that is imparted with this food. It's not just merely a food. It's an experience that really partakes of a multi-millennial tradition, and it really shows in your work. I want to thank you because I think you've really contributed to my health, because olive oil is a big part of my diet, and I'm assured of the highest quality olive oil when I'm part of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. TJ, can you tell us about an offer that you're making to our listeners?
Sure, absolutely. Well, we are very happy to support all that you do and your listeners and help them in their health journey. And I feel really bad talking about a great oil like this Bequal and not actually sharing that. Again, I told you I'm a chef. I like to feed people. So I made a very generous offer to your group, what I think is a generous offer for a trial, $1 bottle for a buck. The URL is myfavoriteoliveoil.com, and that's very specific to your listeners, myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And when people join the club, they get their first bottle for a dollar, and they typically won't get their first three bottle set for 3 to 4 weeks. So you have plenty of time to enjoy the oil, order your sample, enjoy the oil. If you are not interested in staying with the club, then you need to let us know. Otherwise, you're going to be on the journey with us, including Dr. Hoffman, as we move through around the globe every year, and you educate your palate, and you learn about these farmers, and you just really get educated on this topic. And it will become one of the greatest, I really feel, will become a real highlight of your life, and it's quite life-changing, fresh pressed olive oil.
Well, indeed, and I'm the biggest supporter and fan of Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I really value the health benefits of olive oil, plus the culinary benefits, and you're engaged in a very, very wonderful enterprise. So thank you, TJ, for joining
thank
us.
You.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you. We appreciate
head
it.
Head off to whatever your next destination is as you track down the best vintages of high-quality extra virgin olive oil. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.